This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the case of the disappearance of a Saudi journalist who wrote for the Washington Post, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently briefing President Trump on his trip to Saudi Arabia, the president having said earlier this week,
I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week. But Mike Pompeo is coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
And again, that meeting believed to be going on now at the White House after Pompeo meets with Saudi leaders who've denied any involvement in his disappearance, although Turkish officials say they have evidence that a Saudi hit team killed him at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. A police commander in Kandahar is dead, two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack in that Afghan city. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm going to ask each of you to come back with a 5% budget cut.
In the face of a soaring federal deficit, President Trump asking all department heads to cut their budgets, speaking at a cabinet meeting yesterday.
I think you'll all be able to do it. There may be a special exemption, perhaps. I don't know who that exemption would be. If you can do more than five, some of you will say, hey, I can do much more than five.
Another day of rain in the forecast for Central Texas as residents continue to deal with very serious flooding. The National Weather Service says the Colorado River near Austin is still in major flood stage. The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to grow, now at 32, and scores of people are still listed as missing. People in earthquake-prone areas were being asked to observe a drop, cover, and hold drill last hour. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More than 2,000 migrants continuing to make their way towards the U.S. southern border, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The growing caravan of Central American refugees are making their way slowly to the U.S. despite threats from the White House. President Trump says he'll cut off aid to several countries, including Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, if those countries fail to stop the caravan. Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales says he rejects any conditions on foreign aid. The caravan must still go through Mexico to get to the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The former president of USA Gymnastics under arrest for allegedly tampering with evidence in the Larry Nassar scandal. Steve Penny was arrested by a fugitive task force last night in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. The U.S. Marshals Service says he was indicted by a Texas grand jury on felony charges of tampering with evidence in the molestation case against the former USA Gymnastics team doctor. Some big Facebook shareholders are backing a proposal to remove Mark Zuckerberg as Facebook CEO. The proposal is set to be voted on at a Facebook annual shareholder meeting in May. Well, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for joining in, because some have said, this is a time where all hands on deck are required if we're going to get this country on track, especially in light of, the vitriol that's flying around there. And I understand you probably wonder, what kind of country did I wake up suddenly and find myself into? It is a bit dismaying, but you got to remember, God's still in charge, all right? But we have to do our part. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Mike Moore joins us now. Thomas Paine is his signature middle name, so Mike Thomas Paine Moore. He's a true pundit's chief muckraker, as they say. Paine previously worked for the FBI, White House, DEA, among many other intel agencies and private concerns. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, wow, from FBI background, working with the White House, DEA, and now you find yourself as an investigator reporter. Give us a little bit of genesis how that came about.
Well, I started out in journalism, Bill.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Working my way up from weekly newspapers, working my college, and then ran the investigative division for The Record in Hackensack, New Jersey, which was a really big paper at the time. And and then I left there and went into Intel, and then I got back into journalism a couple years ago because the FBI had started to harass my family. One of the good ways in America to right wrongs is to use the First Amendment and do things legally and nonviolently and use your brains to try to change things. So that's what we did. We started True Pump, and we started covering FBI corruption, breaking a lot of stories, and so here we are now.
So they raid your family, your home, and which had got to be incredible. Now, were you already a former FBI employee when they raided your home?
We were FBI, DEA, Secret Service contractors. I had a group, and we worked for all these people. Contractors is basically a fancy word for doing dirty work. More or less. People are like, hey, I'm a contractor. It's like, yeah, well, you're doing all the dirty work in case you get caught, like a fusion GPS, the feds right. can walk away and say, hey, we didn't have anything to do with those guys.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
So here you are. I mean, but, okay, so you were a contractor, you know, for the FBI, but meanwhile, they suddenly you must upset somebody because now the FBI is raiding your home. What was all that about?
Well, 2007, there were a lot of rumors flying around about bin Laden and the country was looking for him. We were at war in Afghanistan, supposedly searching caves for him and things like this, dingy damn caves. But it came across my desk and our desk that he was actually tucked away in Iran. So, and the U.S. wasn't doing anything about it, and high-ranking officials in the Bush administration knew of his exact location for years. And according to informants and federal agents and even a congressman, a couple of congressmen we knew that we had worked on a lot of political campaigns were telling us this. So I started to snoop around on it. And the next thing I know, early morning raid, they have guns pointed at my children's head. I had an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old at the time, and my wife, and you know, they come in and it starts this 5-year extending into 8-year harassment campaign. And when that was over, I said, let's go back into journalism and let's find out what these guys were doing. So now, Bill, we went all the way back to the 2007 thing that I couldn't work on for a long time because I was trying to get my life back together. Mm-hmm. I had a great job at Citi, too.
Right, exactly.
Citi Group, running their anti-money laundering in three big states, L.A., Chicago, and Delaware. And they took that job from me. The FBI made sure I lost my job. So they really stripped me down to rock bottom, and our family went through a lot of stuff. And when I was coming back out of it, I said, let's go back to what I know best, and that's digging up information, and we can put it out to the public and try to fix this broken thing called the Department of Justice and the FBI. But I guess at that point,
that's okay. I mean, this is, you know, we hear these stories. John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute reports on, you know, the aggressiveness of our bureaucrats and, you know, FBI, and they do these kind of late night searches. Of course, we read about what they did with Paul Manafort. I mean, here he's right in his pajamas, for goodness sakes, and his wife, and what they did. And, you know, we think, whoa, is that happening in America? I mean, what's coming on here? But, you know, so how many people would actually be raided on like you? So, you know, I find this quite fascinating, and I'm sure our audience as well, because these are things that, you know, maybe we randomly hear about, but they're happening every day in this country.
People have no idea how sinister these folks can get. I mean, Bill, they do this to their own agents who try to speak out and whistleblow. They have a playbook, and the playbook is to ruin your life. And it's just not me. I'm not saying that we were singled out. We're one of many people, and they do it to their own people. They didn't treat my family any different than they treat somebody who's worked 15, 16 years in the FBI and who tries to blow the whistle on corruption and who finds themselves really up against the wall. And so, you know, and they begin to question their employer.
Right.
You know, Bill, it's weird when you find that the people you're working for are a lot worse than the people you were hired to investigate. It's kind of a little bit of
that's quite a shock. And especially, yeah. Mike, I think in today's environment where the political system has now been exercised to the point that they will use there's no restraint anymore. I mean, you are either going to believe what I tell you you're going to believe. If not, we're going to use everything we can, whether, you know, in the past it was the IRS, which I'm still not convinced that they have mended their evil ways. Of course, a lot of scrutiny and investigating right now in our intelligence community, including the FBI, CIA, with the shenanigans that they've been up to. And, you know, there's one particular political party specifically that says, hey, it works for them. Why not us? We'll do the same thing. We're just going to force people to think the way we do. And if you don't, then no reindeer games for you.
Well, it's funny. A lot of the younger listeners of yours and a lot of our younger readers don't understand the America that used to be, the way things, the First Amendment was celebrated, your patriotism was celebrated. There was a common fabric among Americans, even if you had political or religious ideological differences, there was a common fabric that, okay, you know, I don't agree with my neighbor, but we're still Americans. Somewhere
exactly
along the line, that's been eroded. That's been eroded. And you know, we're trying our hardest to get it back by trying to clean up some of these agencies that are really responsible for putting some of these people through indictments and charging them, some of these corrupt politicians.
Exactly.
And
hey, Mike, we got to go to break, so we're going to pick it up from there. More from okay. Mike Thomas Paine. More after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
God, you're so good. Oh God, you're so good. Oh God,
Christian Independent right here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Mike Thomas Payne Moore continues. Mike, I want to go back and remember for just a moment. You mentioned the campaign or the operation that you had regarding Osama bin Laden, and you've written a book about that, right?
Yeah, Bill, I just want to say that my family was put through like a meat grinder with these, with this situation, and and if it wasn't for my Christian Catholic upbringing and my faith, I think I probably wouldn't be here. So I just want to mention that too, because a lot of people think it's like taboo to talk about that, but I don't. So
we're about faith and politics and government here, because we have to think, you know, when you stop to think about who established government, it was God himself. The fact that it's not operating correctly is because it's out of God's order. You know, the people have decided willingly in this country that we were so often blessed by God, decided that, oh, that's okay, we'll take it from here. And so, you know, how do you like the great American experiment now that it's without God when we've got chaos surrounding us, you know?
No, I agree 100%. I try to work that in because I want people to know that when you go through something like this, you don't get through it by yourself. You need faith. You need prayer, that kind of stuff. But what we did was, we have a book coming out. It's called How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. You mentioned Paul Manafort's pajamas. And when I got raided, I was in my pajamas. So pajamas is like the theme. But it sounds funnier than it is. So the book really details how high-ranking officials in the Bush and then Obama administrations knew bin Laden's exact location for years. We have top-secret docs and interviews with federal agents and lawmakers that knew about this and had blown the whistle to both administrations, and nothing ever happened. They didn't even go look for this guy or try to get something going diplomatic to find out if he was in Iran. So it's kind of groundbreaking in a lot of ways, because bin Laden was allowed to operate al-Qaeda after 9/11 in Iran. And the deal was brokered with the Saudi government and between the Saudis and the Iranians, who are on paper two mortal enemies, but not so much in reality. And that's also groundbreaking. And,
well, it's got to be interesting for you now, especially in light of the controversy now with the Saudis back in the crosshairs over the supposed. I mean, we have to say supposed. It's alleged. We're still waiting on something more definitive. But it's like one of those looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck. It's got to be a duck here. And this is regarding Khashoggi, the journalist, who all they can say right now in the State Department is saying is that he's missing. He may be missing in many parts, but he's missing.
Yeah. It's the strangest thing, because obviously when you work on a book, a story like this that just broke is not anticipated. So this has kind of broken at the right time. And you know what? In a strange way, it's a blessing to try to help get our message out. I'm not saying that if something bad happened to the guy, that it's a blessing. But the whole process of putting this book together and getting people to talk to us who usually run for the hills, it's like someone was watching over us the whole time and helping out, like, you know, almost from like a spiritual sense. I said that last night in an interview, and people were like blown away. I said, sometimes the pieces just fall in place for reasons. But I don't know what happened with this guy, this supposed journalist. We do know that he was tied to al-Qaeda. We do know that he was tied to Osama bin Laden. So I think the word journalist is thrown around pretty loosely here. And
he was working for the Washington Post. So, you know, he was doing something there for him. In fact, his final column, I guess, was just released today in the Washington Post. So he did do some, you know, journalistic work. But what we're finding out, and you know better than I, you've been a student of this forever, Michael, is that we've got a lot of people coming into this country parading as one thing and being something else.
Including the people that we elect to office.
Yes.
You know, that's the these folks don't turn out to be who they say they were, and then you find out that they had been working against Americans, patriots' best interests for years. And the disappointing part about it, Bill, is nothing ever seems to happen. No one ever seems to be held responsible for that. And you know what that breeds. That just breeds more corruption. And
well, and look at the depth. That's why we have the depth of the deep state and has been going on. You know, this thing has been, you know, calloused over time and time again. And we've got layers of, I say a combination of incompetency and really a diabolical hidden government that almost executed a total coup here with the election of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the more we find out about it, the deeper it gets and the more brazen it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And we make the same arguments about in the book about this scheme to tuck bin Laden away in Iran. At the same time, they're saying that he's hidden in a cave in Afghanistan. We have troops over there looking for a guy, searching for a ghost, and getting killed and getting injured.
So what was the point? Why would the intelligence community feel that they had to be so deceptive about bin Laden?
Well, the point was, the deal was, by putting him there, there would be no more attacks on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if he was kept safely in Iran, the Saudis brokered the deal with Iran and some high-ranking members of the U.S. government. Now, your question is interesting one, and I've been honest with people. It's over our heads. Some of these things are going to have to be investigated, and people in power right now are going to have to find out a lot of the big answers to the questions.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very small group. I have a very small group, True Pundit, and we were able to put a lot of this together. But I'm not saying that we have all the answers, because we don't. We have more questions than we have answers, to tell you the truth. But
well, I mean, you know, people still ask, look at how many people, again, look at Saudi Arabia, associated with the attacks in New York at 9/11 and with impunity. I mean, what's the follow-up there? And it was proven, I believe that was the case, that a lot of the funding for 9/11, you know, went through a Saudi prince, did it not?
A lot of it came from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, Bill, what better way to keep a lid on it than take the mastermind of the attack and put him in a place where nobody can get to him, and the U.S. doesn't even want to get to him because there's a deal in place. And, you know, whether Al-Qaeda, they were trying to use Al-Qaeda to get information or whatever with bin Laden, I don't know that. It's like it's over our heads. But we do know that Al-Qaeda did prosper and grow after 9/11, and not much was done about it, which dovetails with this story.
Exactly. Well, Michael, even when Osama bin Laden was killed, the way they disposed of his body and everything, I mean, it was all, you know, in typical Barack Obama method, in the dark of night with some secrecy and stuff. And I don't know. Like you say, there's some things that are beyond our pay grade, and you can continue to investigate, and it makes you wonder if we'll ever really know the truth on these things.
We may not.
I mean, I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give up looking. I understand the fight and you know, the passion that you have to get down to it, because this is what this program is all about. You know, we say we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But sometimes the truth isn't easy. But by the same token, as you said earlier, some of this stuff just starts to bubble up to the top. And I think that's what's happening right now.
I agree with you 100%, though.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance
insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the case of the disappearance of a Saudi journalist who wrote for the Washington Post, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently briefing President Trump on his trip to Saudi Arabia. The president having said earlier this week,
I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week. But Mike Pompeo is coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
And again, that meeting believed to be going on now at the White House after Pompeo meets with Saudi leaders who've denied any involvement in his disappearance, although Turkish officials say they have evidence that a Saudi hit team killed him at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. A police commander in Kandahar is dead, two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack in that Afghan city. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far love can go, how deep.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, look, it is Danny Lifford Day. It's every day's Danny Lifford Day. Whenever he's around, especially Chelsea, because we got the two of them here to talk about the home safety checkup. Right, guys? How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Good to be with you.
Yeah, oh. Thanks for having me.
And we are checking our home for safety, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Chelsea and I are about to tackle about three different projects here that are going to make the home a little safer, a little healthier, and in one case, a little more energy efficient, because we're about to suit up and head up into the attic and install some brand-new insulation. It's a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. You know, it comes in bats like your regular insulation would, but you're able to cut it with a bread knife. So it's nice and dense. You're able to just score it and get a nice clean line. So you're able to shape it. If you have any weird crevices or voids to fill in your attic, you're able to fill them in nice and snug with a bread knife.
Uh-huh. Make a big difference in that energy bill. And also it's fire resistant, so it's good, you know, any time that you certainly don't want anyone to have a fire, but if you do, gives them just a few extra minutes to get out of the house before they have any trouble.
You know, Chelsea, what I like about you is you're not afraid of attics, man. You just take it on. I mean, just bring it up there and get up there, you know, go head-to-head with it. We're talking with today's homeowner hosts, Danny Lifford and Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. You know, all homeowners want their homes to be a safe and healthy place for their families, but did you know there are potential safety risks lurking in some of the most unlikely places? Danny, where would those be?
Well, I'll tell you, the indoor moisture issue and indoor air quality is something that's really increasing more and more. And that's because people have been listening to us over the years, I think. And
yes.
Putting up the envelope of the home, making them more efficient, making it tighter, but they're not using their exhaust fans enough in the obvious areas of kitchen and bath. But Chelsea did something just recently, just a few days ago, actually, that was pretty cool with her exhaust fan.
Yeah, so Bill, I had just a regular vent fan in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's about 6 years old, but I upgraded it and I kept the same vent fan. But what I did was install speakers. Now, these speakers go inside the vent fan. They're from Grown. It's called their Sensonic speaker kit.
Right.
And you're able to take the speakers and put it in the vent and inside the housing, plug it in right inside there, and then put your old cover back on so it looks like a vent fan, still works as a vent fan. But then, let me see if you can hear this. You push a button on your phone. You can play maybe some Bill Martinez on the radio.
Yes, right, exactly. Hey.
while you're taking your shower, and you're right. Able to, let me see. You can put a touch button on your phone. Bluetooth shoots it up there to your speakers, and you can listen to whatever.
And I'll tell you, last night when she was bathing the kids, she put on some of the little toddler tunes.
Oh, of course. Exactly. Perfect.
They were having a ball.
What a great idea, Chelsea. How'd you come up with that?
Oh, you know, picked up a few tricks from my dad over the years.
Yeah, you see, but you haven't taught her everything, right, Danny? I mean, you just keep just enough away, right, to be, you're still the Yoda of home fixing, upping, and do-it-yourselfing, right?
You still have to be needed in some way, that's for sure. You know, that whole ventilation thing is very interesting because you think of kitchens and baths, but now we're seeing people putting the ventilation fans in home gyms, closets, laundry rooms. Mm. We put one in a laundry room recently, and that makes so much sense because that's certainly where you have a lot of hot, moist air.
Exactly.
And we installed one that actually has a humidistat on it so that when the humidity, and you just leave it on all the time, and when the humidity gets up to a certain level, it'll kick on, exhaust that air, and then turn itself off. So it's we're seeing this more and more in remodeling projects and new construction.
Chelsea, what is it about it? I mean, if things changed, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We didn't worry that much about ventilation. But all of a sudden, we start, you know, things, the air is a little stuffy. It's not circulating. Is it just because maybe ventilation, the rest of the house has gotten better, that we notice some of the less than better ventilated areas? Or have our noses improved suddenly as we've aged? What's happened?
Well, Dad mentioned earlier, we've just made our home so much tighter. You know, our windows are more efficient, and they're not letting any outdoor air in. And
yes.
So it's just getting stale. And so having this ventilation, having fans to suck the air out and just keep the air moving through your house is so important.
And you'll hear more about that over the years ahead because of that very thing, the stagnant air inside. And, you know, commercial buildings in most areas of the country now require air exchanges where you're bringing air in from the outside all the time and exhausting air equally. So there's exchangers that the air passes through so that you're able to slightly heat or slightly cool the incoming air so that it's not affecting your power bill. So you'll hear more and more about that as that goes into the residential market.
It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, especially when you think about how it's trapped in your home. And also, 25% of Americans now have allergy problems. So it's a big part of our population that are suffering because of that stagnant air.
Chelsea, with the kids and all, you got to really watch, hazards, things that, you're on the watch for it. I mean, and that's, moms have that instinct. I think dads do at times, but moms especially are looking out for hazards. What things should we be looking out for?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, I just installed some indoor cameras in my house. Mm. I have one in my kids' room, so I'm able to use it as a baby monitor overnight. And then I'm also have one in our sunroom that overlooks our back door. And so these cameras are from Core. They're new indoor home cameras. But Bill, what's so cool about it is that I pull it up on my phone at any time, and I'm able to watch a live feed. It's not pictures. It's a live video feed of whatever that camera is seeing, and it has two-way communication. So I'm able to talk to anyone in the room. Maybe if there's a babysitter babysitting the kids, I'm able to keep an eye on them. The cleaning lady's over, have a repairman over, I'm able to keep an eye on them even if I'm not home. So that brings a lot of peace of mind, especially with having little kids in the house.
Or if she wants to mess with her husband when he goes to sleep watching the ball game, she can say, wake up.
Yeah,
whiteout. Yeah, wake up at all the wrong. Your team's losing. Wake up.
Exactly.
The nightmare continues. Danny, how about you? What do you see in terms of hazards and deficiencies that we haven't touched on?
Well, you certainly need to. This is a great time of the year. We always like to remind people to change the batteries on their carbon monoxide detectors and their smoke detectors. And if they don't have one outside all of your bedrooms, you need to have those installed. They're very inexpensive. But one thing a lot of people don't realize, these things don't last forever. Mm-hmm. And if they're 10 years or older, they need to be replaced. The good news, inexpensive, and now the lithium batteries that are included in the new units will last up to 10 years. So, this reminder every October of, to change your battery, will soon go away, but you'll only need to change them every 10 years. So that's something that I think everybody should do. And also, we would always encourage everybody to drop by our website for some of our seasonal checklists. We have a really good one for fall and winter at todayshomeowner.com/4seasons. And it'll show you just a few things, like cleaning out your dryer vent, because that's a big cause of fire over the years. So
exactly.
10,000 fires last year. And, boy, that's one that takes you about 5 minutes. But I'll tell you what the hard part of that is, though, Bill, is when you ease that dryer forward and you look over behind it, will you see? Usually pick up a couple dollars in change.
I was going to say.
There's also a sock or two back there that you thought you had lost forever.
Yeah. What is it about socks? I mean, like when we go to heaven, are we going to go to some, pass through some sort of department where all those single socks that you've lost, they're all kept there?
I think so. What I would like to see is a trend of everybody wearing a different sock on each foot. So that way that solves all the problems.
That's a brilliant idea. The socks that I keep in my drawer, be just in case, because I may find that other sock eventually. You're exactly right. Why not? Well, just I think that makes a lot of sense.
We'll start that trend today.
Why not? Chelsea, remind everybody where they can go for more information as we wrap things up.
Yeah, we'd love you to drop by our website anytime at todayshomeowner.com.
Well, today's Homeowner TV hosts, Danny Lifford and his daughter, Chelsea Lifford-Wolf. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Hey, guys, always a joy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks, Bill.
Take care. All righty.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Just can't contain it when you got that kind of good news. Happy to be sharing it with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I want to thank Mike Thomas Payne Moore. We got a little bit abbreviated there as we ended that interview. His book, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. Boy, I tell you, we got to have him back. I mean, the stories that he can share with us, being formerly, a former FBI, White House DEA agent, among many other intel agencies and private concerns. But after the FBI, came in, raided his family, he said, hey, look, I'm going to return to my roots. I'm going to go back into investigative journalism. I mean, the FBI had reduced him to nothing. I mean, when you are, investigated like that, and this isn't one of those things that, hey, in a couple of weeks it's over. I mean, this went on for years. So you imagine the expense, with the cost on him personally, his family, financially, on and on, emotionally, everything. I mean, this is beyond comprehension. And you've heard John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute talk about these late night raids that are taking place in cities across our country. And meanwhile, we as American patriots, we're just sitting here and we're not doing anything about it. And so what's happening is that kind of volatility and that kind of action, that kind of brown shirt and radical action, you might say, from a third world type deal, but with the power of our government doing that on its own citizens, is it any wonder that some political party is picking up and going, hey, look, it works, so why don't we do the same thing, and we'll just do like everybody else, and we'll lie about it. Well, Kurt Mills right now joins us, and Kurt is the National Interest Reporter, and we're going to talk about this whole mystery around this Washington Post American journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. Now, am I told that we have him or we don't have him? Oh, we do have him. Okay. I thought, because all of a sudden I was getting a text saying that we hadn't been able to get a hold of him. So, Kurt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk. I mean, you know, everybody's being, you know, sensitive, I guess. I mean, particularly the State Department and President Trump over this mystery. But now there is reportedly some audio that's offering some gruesome details of Jamal Khashoggi's murder.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot going on here, and especially for anyone who's only a casual viewer of what's going on in the Middle East, it can be very confusing. Mm-hmm. Essentially, the Saudis are the horse that Washington has long bet on in the Middle East. It's obviously an imperfect region, but for a variety of reasons, the United States has usually been in lockstep with the Saudi monarchy. Mm-hmm. What's going on here is that a dissident of the Saudi government, Jamal Khashoggi, who had a column in the Washington Post, disappeared, almost certainly murdered within the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Mm-hmm. If you read between the lines a little bit more, it's very likely that the government of Turkey had the place bugged, or, you know, all the technology and all the, you know, the number of people who knew about this, 20, 25 mm-hmm. people, that there's leaks galore. There's potentially audio, video, et cetera, of his, what appears to be his execution, if not torture.
Yes.
So if anyone who has that kind of information is obviously able to extort the Saudis, and to a lesser extent, the Trump administration, if it continues to keep its arms around the government in Riyadh.
Yeah, this is going to be, I mean, the implications, you said, this is the horse that America has been riding on, you know, for a long time. I mean, the country downplayed 9/11, for example, and we have
right.
continued to accommodate, you know, the Saudis all these years. And now we've got something like this. I mean, what is this going to do? Because even the president, I mean, you know, they're talking about, hey, you know, Rand Paul says, forget about selling him the jets. And the president says, well, if we don't sell it to him, somebody else. I mean, it's almost like we're checkmating ourselves. And I'm not undersuring. I'm not sure why we're allowing this, even though, as you say, there's lots of moving parts. You know, the hope that there would be any kind of semblance of Middle East peace. Somehow it's going to go through the Saudis. I don't know how to. Even then, I think that's a bit far-fetched, because I think, you know, philosophically, when you consider the Saudis, it's more, you know, we're kind of selling out a bit of our brains because of, again, you know, the crude oil.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a complicated situation, like I said. The Saudi situation has been precarious since September 11th, and if not before. Your audience may not know this, but 15 of the 19 hijackers were of Saudi origin, not Afghani origin, not Iraqi origin, Saudi origin. So, including bin Laden, who's a Saudi.
Right.
Obviously, you know, he was in exile, but this has been a problem mm-hmm. for Washington and Riyadh since September 11th. And now mm-hmm. there is a, you know, this has taken on a new shade, because there's a new young crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, early 30s, who's technically the second most important person in the country, but he's operationally running the country day to day. His father, King Salman, is like 85, you know, a little checked out. And MBS, as he's called, is running the country. And, you know, he got a lot of positive press as somebody who was talking about letting women drive, trying to pivot the Saudi economy from just doing oil. But he's also just utterly ruthless and does not take criticism kindly, and has very little tolerance for internal dissent, even dissent outside of his country, as Mr. Khashoggi was. Khashoggi was essentially, you know, a Saudi dissident. Mm-hmm. He was only going into the Saudi consulate in Turkey to finalize divorce papers so he could get remarried.
Okay.
So,
yeah, and this was around his birthday, wasn't it? I think, because his birthday is like the 13th. So, And what he was it like the 12th that he went in? Is that what I can't remember the exact date?
I mean,
somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, essentially, Khashoggi wasn't, for all intents and purposes, living under bin Salman. He was sort of in exile, agitating against him from the United States and Turkey.
Mm-hmm. And of course, his just released final article that he wrote was about, you know, the Arab world needing what it needs most is free expression. So he was a champion. You know, this is something that whether it's Saudi Arabia or other countries, for example,
North Korea or China. First Amendment rights, you know, that's not part of their dictum.
No, I mean, who the United States has chosen to back, especially this administration, is essentially, you know, the monarchies who are personally secular. I mean, so yeah, the Saudi Arabia may be a theocracy technically, but you know, members of the royal family, drink alcohol and party and et cetera. They're pretty Western in their tastes and habits. And you know, the United States has based its entire Middle East strategy on Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the Gulf monarchies. And the Trump administration has sort of doubled down on that, especially because they have this desire to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. And so I think what you're seeing here is, you know, social media has amplified the grisly. I mean, it's a cliche, you know, one death is a tragedy and, you know, a million deaths is a statistic. I mean, the Saudis have been, have just been running a relentless campaign in Yemen that's killed tens of thousands of people. And this has gotten, way more attention. One individual death has gotten way more attention than that entire war in the United States. But the fact is, in the age of social media, the grisly details of this, just the apparent barbarism with which the Saudis, you know, literally dissected this man. It's causing a lot of problems because people who otherwise wouldn't pay attention to what the United States is doing in foreign policy are paying attention to this story. And it threatens to upend what the U.S. is trying to do in the region generally. It may need to pivot away from Saudi Arabia to being into a more neutral stance between the big players in the region.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention other things that they've been doing, as you say, you know, you can look at it statistically, but you start adding all this up. But this is so horrific that it took, you know, this kind of, you know, this killing, you know, and we can only say alleged because nothing truly has been confirmed other than that there could be some video or audio. And the State Department is saying, look, we're going to give Saudi Arabia a few more days here to complete this investigation.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're living in an era of what is guilt and what is innocence, right? I'm as sympathetic to that concern as anything. And the president's coming off the heels of the Kavanaugh affair, which he feels
exactly
his jurist was unfairly treated. And but I will say that at the risk of comparing them, the evidence against Saudi Arabia is far more considerable than the evidence against Brett Kavanaugh. This happened 5 days. This happened 5 days ago, not 35 years ago.
Exactly, and this is this truly is. Is more credible in exactly what credible means. I mean, it's one thing to be believable, yet another thing to be credible. And there's evidence, growing evidence, that is calling this out. And this is, you know, Saudi Arabia's got some major crisis management to deal with on this on this deal, as well as the United States. And I know that the president and Mike Pompeo understand that this is a very delicate issue, which is what you're saying as well, Kurt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, they're going to have to look at this. It's an impossible situation. I mean, Lindsey Graham, who has, you know, who's far from, you know, a critical voice against the Saudis traditionally, said, you know, that this crown prince has to go. I think that's possible. I mean, it depends what they want to do with it. I mean, do Mike Pompeo and the president want
well,
to just
stay tuned for details. We're all out of time.
You need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Do the letters IRS give